Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
It's about that time. Let's talk about amusement parks.
I know, right?
It's about time for all of them to start opening up.
For us to get caught on them or upside down in something.
Have you ever been stuck on a ride?
I have not, luckily, because I don't ride them that much, as much as you do. You're the adrenaline junkie here.
It's really fun to get on a roller coaster with you and Little D, because I've never seen two grown men.
I'm not. That's Little D. I'm quiet. I'm off on the side. I'm quiet.
Dude.
I'm going through the experience.
The entire time we waited in line to get on the last roller coaster I rode with you, you kept going, oh, did they just page me? Did I hear my name? Like, you tried to come up with like 3,000 excuses not to get on this roller coaster.
A little bit, maybe. Now I don't need them because all these stories. Why are you still going on them?
Because when they don't break down.
Oh, they're actually kind of.
They're really fun.
Okay.
You know what it is? Feeling like you're going to die for 3 minutes is somehow rejuvenating.
Huh.
It's just a thing that.
So when you get off of the ride, you're like, it's like a new life. I'm reborn. It's a rebirth.
That's what it is.
Wow.
It's like, yes, you've jumped out of a plane. So that's what I find so fascinating about you. I've never done that. I would never do that.
Why not? It's better than being on a.
It's not better.
Yeah. Because you don't get stuck hanging upside down for hours on it.
When you get stuck hanging upside down for hours,
you're still alive.
You're still alive.
There is that.
Your equipment fails. You know what you are?
Well,
crater filler.
Well, okay.
You're like,
yes,
you're an indentation in a field out by Longmont, because that's where they jump out it. Like in Colorado, everybody. Yeah. You want to die in my motherland?
In a field in Longmont. You know,
where you want to die is over by like Platte River. That's where you want to die.
Oh, that's much better than the Longmont.
You want to get flung off of one of the riders on a Jurassic Park themed roller coaster in Japan were stuck upside down for 2 hours when the ride stalled.
See?
Coaster had 64 passengers on board when it stalled at 4:45 on a Tuesday.
Oh.
They were stuck there 65 to 100 feet off the ground for 2 hours.
All of them, all 60 plus.
And they were upside down. Yep.
All their blood's rushing to their heads. They're all, yeah, that would suck.
I don't know what I would want to happen at that point. Because I'll tell you, do you want them to get a crane up there and unbuckle you? And then you're like, because I've been stuck on a scissor lift before.
Oh, fun. Like in a store? Or?
We were doing it was like a long time ago when the Avs were amazing and they had won the cup.
You were on a scissor.
And so we were on a scissor lift for the parade. It was like, woo! And we went way up high and we're doing a broadcast like, here comes the Avalanche, here comes Patrick Waugh. And it was like, oh, we need to get something down. Like, hit the down button. It was like, it didn't work. And we're stuck.
Like up high.
Up high. And I was fine with the height until I realized I couldn't get down.
See, that's the thing.
That's when you're like,
out of your control.
And then the anxiety takes over and like, I was shaking. And here's the worst part.
You wept.
We had brought a bunch of listeners with us and they were all really cute girl listeners up on.
Oh, then they saw you not manning up. Yeah, they saw
I became like, no, but we just need to get it down. Hey, can you get the button down there, guys? Does it work down there?
You're that guy.
Yes.
You went to the panic guy.
Yes.
Oh, man.
And so that's what I'm saying. Like, if I was stuck 65 feet upside
down,
you'd
be that
guy. They
bring
the scissor lift up and they're like, unbuckle and then we're going to get on the scissor. I'm like, no, I think I'm good here.
I had a bad experience with scissor lifts, too.
Scissor lifts.
So you would stay upside down.
Do you want it? I guess that's my question. Like, if you were stuck on a ride, would you want the ride to turn back on and have it complete itself? Or would you want to have to climb down a ladder or whatever? Because I've seen that, like, on some roller coasters, if the track is wide enough, they'll walk up to you and then you get off the ride and you have to walk to the.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do that.
I know, me too. But I don't want to wait for the ride to continue and to ride itself because I don't trust
broken.
The ride.
Right. I don't know the right. I don't know what I would do.
That's why I don't go in them.
There it is.
Yes.
We finally got to the thing where you admit that you're afraid. Another two people were stuck 160 feet up on a thrill ride in California.
160 feet.
It trapped two riders, a 14 and a 20-year-old. They used a ladder truck to reach a platform where controls for the ride were available. Oh, that's convenient.
Oh, they get you up to a certain level.
I think they probably raised the... raise like the worker up there. It's like, hey, you know, the controls to override. Oh. We hid those so no one would ever touch them.
Right.
They're about 45 feet. Oh, that's convenient.
That's a good place to put them.
Yeah, we made a gas station too. It's over there. An emergency shutoff valve is three counties over. So if there's a massive fire, we send a guy to drive.
It's the same guy.
A shutoff valve. Right. Why would it be? Why would your controls be
halfway?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It's a fantastic idea if the company also sells the ladder truck.
Yes.
Just
it's
saying.
True. It's not. That's not a bad thing.
That's actually.
Okay, raise me up to where I hit the off button. They eventually were able to get the people down.
Ugh, after hours, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Another woman got hurt on an amusement park ride. Doesn't even really say what. Oh, the carriage on the Fireball ride broke apart last July.
Oh, this isn't good.
And it killed one person, seriously injured this woman and three other people. She's getting $1.8 million.
For the rest of her life, though, because she's not going
to. She's got a brain injury.
Bad. Yeah.
The kid who died, the family of the kid who died only got $1.3 million.
They got less, yeah, because he was a younger and he wasn't as alive as long. Yeah. I know that you have to figure, there's a math equation for all.
Why do we keep bringing all this stuff down?
Sorry, but I always bring it down.
This is going to be one of those shows where it's like,
guess,
hey,
like,
man, if you tune to Slacker and Steve for fun. Come back tomorrow, because we're just like, so we want to hear from actuaries, insurance actuaries. How do you call, you know, how do you come up with how much somebody's worth dead?
Right.
And then is a brain injury worth more?
Apparently, it's just a little. $100,000.
It's a few more hundreds of dollars. So, okay, this is what we're going to do. We want you, if you've been part of one of those crazy amusement park horrifying things. These other kids got flipped out of a Ferris wheel.
Yes.
And that's the, I don't do Ferris wheels because I don't get it.
What do you mean?
What do you want to be up high for and just go
on
slow?
But you'll go on the biggest roller coaster on the planet.
Yeah, because it's fast. And it's.
Oh, and it gets over with. But on the Ferris
wheel. The fear of death.
Oh, the slow death of a Ferris wheel.
It's the slow death. That's what I don't like.
It's not good.
Because then when you're stuck, you were stuck the whole time.
Because you're not really.
The entire ride, you're just like, this is. That's the Ferris wheel is essentially, it's like being on a ski lift where when you're up at the top, somebody's trying to load in the bottom one, and it's somebody's like, "Hold on, Timmy, you coming? You're not coming. You're not coming." And you're stuck at the top. Like, is the ride broken or is this tool just not know how to get on?
In other words, I never thought of this. Basically, our Ferris wheel is just people waiting to get off.
Yes,
and it takes
that
forever
is
to go.
Exactly
around.
What a Ferris wheel is. You get on, and you're like, "Oh, that's right. I hate these.
I'm just here to wait to get off.
Waiting to die." All right, if you've got,
I got number one done on a roller coaster one time.
You did?
Yeah.
You went number one.
Yeah, I hate roller coasters, and somebody finally convinced me to go on one, and then number one on the while we were there.
A kid or who?
It was when I was early teens.
And another teenager did it.
Yeah.
So you sprayed everyone behind you?
I didn't. Oh. No.
He said he got number one all.
Oh, you got one.
Yes.
I thought you were number
one. It was like one of those old wooden coasters, and he went, and it was just like in the seat back and forth, and so.
Get out.
Yeah.
He number one'd enough that it seeped through the jeans and up and out?
Yeah, and on me.
Oh, Lil T, that's not.
Okay.
So I number two'd him
now
back.
There's two of you torpedoing the show. All right. If you've got a good amusement park, barf or scary or stuck, whatever, something horrifying happened, extra points if it happened in one of those carnivals that just pops up at the Aurora Mall.
Dude, those are the best ones ever.
Whatever it is, if you got an amusement park predicament, we want to hear your story. Melanie?
Yay.
Yay. Amusement parks.
I was at the Colorado State Fair on a ride called the Gravitron. Mm. If you don't know what that is, it's a ride. It looks like a spaceship, and you stick to the wall.
Yep, where it spins, the centrifugal force like spins you. You're stuck on the wall. Yeah.
Well, a kid next to me threw up in the middle of it, and he's just like barfing, and it's sticking to the wall right between us.
Because the force is holding it back there, but you know when the ride slows down, it's coming off.
The ride starts slowing down, and it's sliding. It starts sliding, and you're sliding down the wall to stop. And it's rolling. It's all over my flat in my clothes, my jeans.
It's the inevitability of it all. As you're watching it move, you're like, I can't escape the barf that's going to hit me when the force stops.
Ugh.
Well, you can't move in it because you're stuck to the wall. You can barely lift your head up.
Yeah, that's gravity for you, man.
Did he feel bad?
I had nowhere to change and no clothes to change into anyway.
Oh,
so you got to walk around with just dried bleh.
Barf sodden.
Yeah, barf sodden, yes.
The name of my second album.
Yes.
Bald Ego's second album, Barf Sodden, was when they really ramped
that's
it
what
up.
He took on.
Oh, Melanie, that's awful. Thank you for the call, though. There's no apology either. How do you? There's no words that are ever going
to
be like
the salve that wound.
Oh, yes. Hey, man, my bad on that barf thing.
Yeah, I guess I shouldn't have had a burrito for lunch next time.
Matt.
Yai.
Barf sodden. Hey. I mean, amusement park.
Yeah. So an amusement park came rolling through, and we bought a bunch of tickets. But after walking around, my wife and I only found one good ride, and it was the zipper. So it goes around, and each one spins.
Oh, it's the thing where it's like the whole thing goes around, and the car you're in will also flip.
Absolutely.
Yep, yeah, I know the zipper. That's the ones they always put. That's the Aurora Mall or whatever, the Boulder County Fairgrounds, where it's carnies, and you know that they've probably killed people in every town, and they just move on because you walk by,
yeah,
and it's like these guys. With all due respect, these guys,
they have a GED barely,
yes. And they're in charge of like using a bolt gun to hold down a thing that's going to spin with centrifugal force. It's like you tacked it down. Yeah, I think. No, it's good.
Exactly. We were trying to, you know, chase the thrills, and we ended up, it was really young, probably 18-year-old, couldn't speak any English, and we just gave him all the tickets and made like a twirling with our finger, like, just keep it going. And so we ended up riding it for like 10, 20, and like, once it got to like 30 minutes, we were not having fun anymore, so we had to like wave at him to like get his attention.
Stop!
To be like, just go around.
You're going through your like thesaurus. Jeez. How do I say stop in every language until we figure out which one? Pada! No!
And the whole time there was like a couple of bolts like kicking around on our feet. I think they did that for like scare factor, but it scared us.
Yeah, that's awesome, actually.
That is kind of smart.
Right?
If they just hit it like a hardware store and just, throw a couple bolts
loose
in there.
Bolts in there? I don't know.
That is awesome. Yeah, you'll never do that again. Thank you, Matt. Nina.
Yeah.
Amusement park horrors, is it?
So we went to that little Aurora Mall carnival, whatever that little thing is, and we're on one of the rides. I had like really long braids, like down to my bag, and my hair got stuck on one of the rides. And the only way they could take my hair out was by cutting it off.
No.
Did it cut all your hair off?
I lost like 4 or 5 inches on one side, so I had to cut it all off. Even it up.
Oh,
do they give you anything, or did it was like
no,
your fault
they said
for not?
It was my fault because I had my hair down.
You got your hair styled by a carny.
Oh my god, that sucks.
That does.
Yeah, so till this day, I'll never set foot in that carnivore. Anyone that I know, I'm like, no, never mind.
I just got my hair did. I don't want to have to
look into scrunchies.
Yeah, well, there is.
It
that.
Will save you immensely. Alejandra.
Hello.
Yay. Amusement parks.
Oh my God, I'll tell you what. I went to an amusement park around here, and the shoulder harness that keeps you in the ride became unclipped, and I was hanging and being thrown all over the sky, holding on by the seatbelt. So
you were just physically hanging because it wasn't harnessed in?
No, there was a seatbelt that kept the seat together, so I was just riding by that.
Yeah, that's no bueno.
So it wouldn't unclip.
So, I mean, it was true terror the entire time you were on the ride.
Oh, yeah. No, it started probably like 30 seconds into the ride when it flipped us upside down.
Ooh.
And I yelled for my husband, and my husband thought I was, you know, having the time of my life, but...
He's like, oh my God, look at her screaming. You look really scared, honey. This is awesome.
Slacker and Steve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.